Let's get the show going, audience!
Good morning!
Whoa.
It's Tuesday!
Ready to jump right in.
Let's go, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. Morning.
Hi.
I need coffee.
Do you?
Yes. And I brought my coffee cream stuff.
Yeah.
Just in case I don't want black coffee today.
Well, all right.
Because regular cream just isn't doing it.
It is Tuesday.
Yep.
New
music Tuesday. Yeah. We just got an email from JD, but we have already played that for New Music Tuesday, and it's in the system, so
yeah, we play,
we'll just play it again.
We play Honest Affection by Kai Kai.
It's a good one.
If you have a suggestion for New Music Tuesday, you can email us, studio@mystaticradio.com, or artists, send us your music. I have 5 local submissions today.
That's crazy.
5.
Maybe they really, like, heeded my advice when I said, hey, send your stuff in.
Maybe
and
they
then I
heated or hated.
Heated.
Oh, it sounded like you said hated. Maybe they hated.
Heated
my advice.
Heated.
Oh.
Head. Heated.
Heated. Yeah.
It's heated.
Heated.
The English language is so confusing.
Heated the advice.
Because that could also be heated, depending on. Never mind. Moving on. Happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday. It is here. I'm excited. We got New Music Tuesday, as we said.
Mm-hmm.
That's coming up at 8 o'clock. You can get your submissions in now, mystaticradio.com, under the Locals Rules section. You can also send us an email, or if you have a Culture Shock suggestion, you can do that way as well.
Yes, I love getting Culture Shock suggestions, seeing what those things actually mean to people.
Yeah, if you have a song that's just impacting your life that you love, that means something to you, you can send us that suggestion along with why you think, you know, we should play it, or why it is impacting you, or what it means to you.
Mm-hmm.
We'll play them.
I like it.
We do.
In other news, I got all my Thanksgiving shopping done.
Wait, Thanksgiving shopping?
Yeah, like the food?
Oh, for food. Okay.
Gosh.
I'm like, Thanksgiving?
Yeah, don't you give presents?
Christmas?
No. No. Don't you give presents on Thanksgiving?
Oh, totally. Yeah.
We have a Thanksgiving tree.
Stop it.
It's made out of feathers.
Chrissy's getting mad at me because this last weekend she was wanting to get the tree out and start decorating.
So,
I'm like, no!
Yes! It snowed! It's appropriate timing!
And then we see our friends on Instagram with their trees up and lights.
And it looks beautiful.
It does. And so I'm trying desperately to wait till after Thanksgiving.
Well, wait till day of.
Yeah, or day after, like that Black Friday when I refuse to go to the store and I'm just home all day.
Yeah.
It's the perfect day to put the tree up and get ready, and it's actually after Thanksgiving because we're paying our respects to Thanksgiving, man.
Oh, my gosh.
You got to pay respects to Thanksgiving, yo.
Yeah, okay.
It's got to have its day.
Yeah, I guess. I feel like, here's what I said yesterday. I don't feel like I'm skipping over Thanksgiving. I think I'm combining Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Ah.
And I'm spreading it out throughout an entire month. And it feels awesome.
Yeah, that's true.
It's so good. And
I just feel like there are rules, and if you break those rules.
Last night, I was cleaning my house, and I couldn't figure out how to get my husband to help me clean. Put on Christmas music, and it was over. It was amazing. We got the whole house cleaned. It feels great.
That's the trick?
Yeah, Christmas music, apparently.
It just puts you in a better mood.
Yeah.
You're like, okay, I'll do anything now.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah.
I'm down with that.
Christmas music and got the Thanksgiving shopping done. I did not spend over $150 on Thanksgiving dinner. No big deal.
On a dinner?
Yeah.
On one dinner?
Yeah.
Who's coming over? Cambodia?
Basically.
Wow!
Yeah.
That's a lot of money on. That's more than we spent on groceries for the whole week.
And I budgeted. I knew exactly what I was going for. I didn't go out of my budget. So
gosh.
I'm like, okay, Lord, you're going to have to make this spread throughout an entire 2 weeks. There's got to be enough leftovers, okay? So.
Wow. Nicely done. So we're going to your house then because apparently there's going to be plenty
of food. That's fine. Please come on over, everyone. Cambodia, make your way over.
It's a little far.
Yeah, and I don't even have, like, I'm not even trying to be a hero this year. Like, I'm not going to go and make a crazy casserole.
Yeah.
I have the basics this year.
Dude, amazing.
Yeah.
Good job budgeting, though.
Dave
Ramsey's proud of you right now.
Thanks, Dave.
He's smiling down from on high.
Where are you?
Atlanta.
Dave, this is creepy.
Which is weird, because it's the Dirty South, so I don't know how he's It's not really on high. It's from a lower.
He has cameras on everyone. He wants to use his system, the Dave Ramsey budgeting system.
Yeah.
Creepy Dave.
There it is.
Creepy.
We got a great show today. I'm excited. We're going to talk about one dad who was arrested for, in my opinion, doing the right thing.
Yeah. And one family who's really upset about money that they did not get after a loved one passed.
Oh, man. Yeah. We'll talk about that today. We'll also be doing New Music Tuesday. Get your suggestions in at facebook.com/mystaticradio.
Can you listen to this song? It's Johnny Cash and David Bowie.
Every child must be made.
Okay. Well, moving on. Moving on. Birthday's coming up at 6:45. If you would like to get a birthday shout out in,
good morning.
Please do so. Studio at mystaticradio.com. Steve Austin Morning Party
on Static.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Team Awesome Morning Party. Making your morning a little more awesomer. Ist. A little more awesomest.
Turn on the news.
I have a little news flash.
We interrupt for this breaking news.
Breaking news.
Do you smell that heater? Breaking news, the heater's working.
Nope.
You can't smell that?
No.
Heater's working.
I think you're out of your mind.
I smell burning.
You need to go to sleep. A bar in Brooklyn has raised its minimum drinking age to 25.
Oh, yes.
That's when people are responsible. I'm officially responsible.
Nah, you can officially get cheaper car insurance.
Yes. Oh, I hadn't thought about that. Do I have to apply for that?
I would call and say, hey, I'm 25.
I'm 25. No accidents on my record.
Wait, you've been 25 for almost a year now. You don't have cheaper car insurance?
I haven't thought about it.
Or is that 27?
No, it's 25. Breaking news. A woman accused of mailing ricin to President Obama got a plea deal. And let's face it, we only know what ricin is because of...
Breaking Bad.
Yes.
Yes! I knew it.
All right. That's why I was hoping. Right. Anyway, you can now print your favorite selfies on edible marshmallows. Let me go ahead and explain.
Okay. Wow.
If you live in the UK and you like novelty presents... It's your lucky day.
The UK!
For right now! Man. Hold on! Hold on.
Let me
finish the story.
Go ahead.
The worst news anchor.
No, go ahead. Please finish.
A new company named Boomf is printing Instagram photos on marshmallows. Yep. This holiday season, you and your loved ones could be the proud owners of a bunch of edible selfies. Early next year, Boomf makers expect them to be available worldwide. That's early next year. That's really soon.
I bet you it's stupid expensive and not worth it.
The print quality, according to Boomf's website, is pretty good. But people remember we are printing on marshmallows here. It isn't retina display.
Right. Exactly. Exactly.
I love that. Okay, so you know how you are watching the news and the weatherman is like, look at this photo of this guy's backyard.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Are they really interested in that?
I don't know because
Well, I do.
Okay.
When the first big snow of season hits, our local TV weathermen and women are emailed lots of amateur photos.
Of course.
Most of them boring. Ask local weather guy. He sees a lot of photos. Ask whoever the local weather guy is because he they told me to put the name in there. Mark Ronchetti or Steve Stucker. He sees a lot of photos of back decks, barbecue grills and patio furniture covered in snow, but one weatherman is standing up and shouting, enough! Denver was hit by a major snowstorm last weekend, and of course people decided to send all their crappy photos into them, sitting on top of their patio furniture, blah blah blah, so he decided to take a minute out of his news broadcast to beg listeners to send better snow photos. And now his video of his fun rant has gone viral.
We have to find this video.
We do.
And put it up on our Facebook.
He suggests that they expend a little more effort next time and just go ahead. He says, try getting a person in the shot. Maybe the person could even be doing something like winter sports or shoveling the driveway. I know why we take photos of snow-covered patio sets. It's easy. Point your camera out the window and click. Are we really the state that takes the easy way out? Come on, Colorado. We love winter. We own winter. So let's see some photos that look like it next time it snows.
Okay.
That was his rant. So I'll go ahead and find that video. Hold on, I have one more. Don't go anywhere. Oh, Breaking news. Gosh. Ron Burgundy will guest host the 6 p.m. Sports Center on Thursday, December 5th. Yeah. A person with knowledge of the situation told The Wrap. Anchorman 2, The Legend Continues, hits theaters December 20th. That was a shameless plug of theirs.
And yes, Christina Applegate, yesterday was her birthday.
Uh-huh.
She's in the movie.
Oh, good.
She's
good.
Playing his ex-wife.
Oh, yeah. Didn't work out?
No.
Oh, okay, cool. No. But good news. He'll be hosting the 6 p.m. Sports Center on Thursday, December 5th.
I think that's awesome.
That's amazing. And those commercials.
That way those Ron Burgundy fakes don't have to do that anymore.
Oh, I know.
Did you see that guy on Halloween?
I heard about it, but I didn't see it.
He was actually pretty good. He went as Ron Burgundy for Halloween and actually pulled off like all the news as Ron Burgundy. Oh. He didn't break character for Halloween.
Oh, good. See, that's difficult.
I don't even know where he was. It was like Ohio or somewhere. It was all right.
I want to see
the actual Ron Burgundy.
Me too.
Yeah.
I mean, well, Ron Burgundy.
Ron Burgundy is a real person.
I'm confused. That's my breaking news.
All right.
The end.
Breaking news brought to you by... No? Okay.
And that concludes breaking news.
Good morning.
Good morning to you there.
Okay, up and at them.
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Stay away from them.
Static Radio.
Good morning.
Have my coffee. Everything is better.
It is Tuesday. Coming up at 8 o'clock, New Music Tuesday.
Yes.
We've got a lot of local art. We have 6 local jams to get to.
Dang. That's a lot of local jams.
We also have new music from one of the greatest bands of all time. So
be careful with that one.
Pretty excited about that.
Have you heard it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like 17 times.
I know what you're talking about.
Okay. You have heard it. Okay. I made you listen to it yesterday.
And I judged without my previous bias.
No, you judged with bias.
No, I did not.
Which made it happier for me when you said that you liked it. So
the chorus. Mm-hmm. I said I liked the chorus. Do not quote me on liking all of it.
Yeah, we'll get to that in the 8 o'clock hour. Right now, Cy McSyerson.
Hey, Grumpy.
Hey, Uncle Cy.
Uncle Cy.
What's up? Oh, really? I can hear you just fine. Yeah. Oh, that's why.
There we go.
That's so funny that you can't hear yourself. Come on, let's go. Move on.
Was I sighing?
Yeah.
Morning.
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 In 2 days, we're all eating turkey.
Or
what do you guys do? You guys do ham?
We do prime rib roast.
Oh, prime rib roast.
I got my turkey, and I didn't pay an arm and a leg for it. Yes, I did.
Yeah.
You know what? We watched our neighbor's dog about a month ago.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like 80-something.
Like in dog years.
No, like...
Oh, your neighbor.
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
And she is the sweetest lady ever. And, you know, I'm always, yes, thank you for coming to ask if we can help you. We always, you know, let us know how we can help you. And then comes a knock on the door, like, this weekend, and she lugged over an 18-pound turkey.
Oh,
wow.
I love her.
And said, thank you so much for watching the dogs. And I like dogs.
Yeah.
So it was no big deal to me. Like, don't do that.
That's pretty awesome.
Her name is Goldie.
I'm going to go befriend my neighbor.
No,
so they
my
give
neighbor.
Stuff.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so confused right now.
My neighbor's name is Goldie.
Okay. That's.
And she is as sweet as can be.
Well, here's the thing. There's Goldie Hawn, and then I did know a dog named Goldie growing up.
Yeah.
That's not even a joke.
Yeah.
Real life.
No. She's got a schnauzer and some other. It's actually some kind of mutt, but it's a sweet, sweet dog.
Well, all right.
So anyway.
I'm glad we got that covered, Steve.
So we're having turkey.
That's good.
Yay!
From Goldie.
Yeah, Goldie got you a turkey.
I love Goldie.
And, of course, Nancy does all the fixings.
I got a turkey when we went bowling.
I see what you did because you got 3 strikes in a row.
I did.
Moving on.
Nice. Okay, it's the 330th day. 330 days we've been doing 2013. And
whoa.
It's only 35 remaining.
Until not my party.
Yep, not his party.
It just depends on the
canceled.
Day.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been nixed.
We have a baby.
All right, let's go
this
to
one.
Birthdays.
He's a toddler. Natasha Bedingfield.
I knew you'd get this.
Gosh.
Never heard of her.
I am unwritten. Okay. Her brother's Daniel Bedingfield, who sings.
Gotta get through this.
Yes.
Okay. Still don't care.
She's 29.
I have no idea. She better be. She's 32.
She's 32.
Yes.
Someone had their coffee.
I had my coffee.
And someone's still waiting for Sopo to open.
Hey, I'm on a roll today.
Guess
what's
which
up?
Someone had their coffee.
Baby.
Steve-O, that was like a leadoff homer.
Yeah, that
pretty
was.
Much.
Dang it. I'm like playing
I know
from
what
behind.
This is.
Yeah.
I know what this is.
I know. It's from the Twilight films.
Okay, that's why I know this song. Okay.
This is the person who played Carlisle Cullen.
What's his face? He was also in that one show.
That Thing You Do. I mean, not no. That Thing You Do. He was in Can't Hardly Wait with Jennifer Love.
Peter Fasinelli.
He used to be married to Jenny Garth in real life.
Alrighty.
Who was Kelly on 90210.
Okay,
got it.
Yeah, still, yeah, nothing.
He played Mike on Can't Hardly Wait.
Hey, Mitch.
Yeah.
In honor of Dawn, let me say, wait until you've walked a mile in his shoes before you start calling him Creeper.
Yeah.
Gosh.
Yeah.
Steve, I've been really good friends with this guy for like 2 years.
All righty.
Yeah.
He is 39. No, he's 41.
He's 42.
He's 40.
Dang it!
Guys, we're right in there. All righty. It is the birthday of the co-founder of Facebook.
Justin Timberlake.
Justin Timberlake did not. The other one. Zuckerberg or the other one. Miguel. What was his name?
I can't remember Ricardo. His name. I cannot remember. All I know is that Justin Timberlake was in that movie.
It was a Spanish dude.
Chris
played
Hughes.
By
well,
Andrew
that's not
Garfield.
Right. That's not right.
Chris Hughes.
What? I was lied to by the social network. Wait, co-founder of what?
Facebook.
Oh, Facebook, right. Yeah. I thought his name was like Ricardo.
Andrew Garfield.
Chris Hughes.
Well, if we're going for Andrew Garfield's age, plus like 8 because it's been a while since college.
Oh, my gosh.
35.
33.
It's 30.
I hate it's
only,
everything.
Only 30.
I hate everything.
Yeah, let's move on.
Gosh.
This little person this person has invested a little more time on this earth.
Okay. I don't know who it is.
Really?
I don't know right away, no.
Are you kidding me?
Right away, I don't know. Just tell me.
No.
What was she in the Mad Max movie?
Beyond Thunderdome.
Well, what was she? She was like queen or something?
Nope.
Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome?
Nope.
With this lady?
Never seen it or heard of it.
She was in a movie, or they made a movie of her life because she's so awesome that there was a movie about her life.
Precious.
It was called What's Love Got to Do with It?
Nope, didn't see it.
About this.
What's
about
love
Ike?
Got to do,
yeah, that's
got
this
to
song!
Do with it. Okay, I know what the song is. I don't know who it's by or that they moved to.
Tina freaking Turner!
Oh, I didn't know that.
God.
There you go.
Oh, what's love got to do with it?
Okay, here's the thing.
What's love
I think,
but secondhand emotion?
apologize.
Tina Turner is on!
Apologize.
I apologize.
No, you don't.
To Tina for you not knowing who she is.
I'm sorry.
Tina's
she's
birthday
awesome.
Is today.
It's Tina. Happy birthday, Tina Turner. Icon.
59. No, that's just, nope, wrong. 66.
No, you can't do that.
66.
61.
74.
Whoa. Good looking out, Tina Turner. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, let's move on.
Pretty awesome. Tina Turner, dude.
I'm sorry that
Tina
I don't
Turner.
Know Tina Turner.
My mom was a
NASCAR
right
driver.
My mom
Junior.
Was not.
Jimmy
Jeff Gordon.
Johnson. Kevin Harvick.
I was going to let you go on because you know all these guys.
Kyle Busch, Kurt Busch.
And it's someone I've heard of.
Okay.
Former
is
or
it a girl?
Danica Patrick.
Is it a girl?
I don't know if he's... I don't know if he's... Former or current, based on his age, I don't even know.
Michael Waltrip.
Dale Jarrett.
Oh, Dale Jarrett is former.
Okay.
He drove the UPS car for years and years and years.
How do you know about NASCAR?
Because my wife is a huge NASCAR fan.
Wow, I did not know this about
her. Yeah. My wife is.
Did she go to Las Vegas for those races?
We've never been
Mitch,
to a race.
The largest spectator sport in the world, NASCAR.
Dale Jarrett is 52.
48.
57.
Ah!
So how old do they drive? Into their 40s?
No, he retired a few seasons ago, but not that long ago, actually.
I feel like you can drive as long as you can see, right?
No, dude.
Oh, is there an age limit? Ooh.
There's not an age. There's no, like, senior NASCAR circuit.
There shouldn't be.
Tell that to Mark Martin.
Who?
He put the Mac in Fleetwood Mac.
Toby Mac.
John McVie, the bassist for Fleetwood Mac. He's kind of the quiet one. He doesn't really... You know, he's just over there, plays the bass.
I was going to say he's the bassist. Well, if Tina's in her 70s...
Because that is the voice of Lindsey Buckingham right there.
Yes, Lindsey.
68.
He's 68.
Yes! Oh, man! I don't even get to...
Why would you guess? She already got it. One, two, three, four.
I can't believe I got that.
I can't either.
I
want to
thank the Academy
now.
And all the fans who voted for me.
Nobody voted for you.
What is this, the People Choice Award?
You did it yourself.
Okay, we are 2 years.
Oh, man.
I win.
And on this date in what year in the Hawaiian Islands, Captain James Cook became the first European to visit Maui.
Ever?
19...
Well, it says the first European...
64.
Did you just say 1964? Yes. Please keep that.
Captain James Cook? Really, Mitch?
I don't know who that is.
Moriarty Schools.
I did. History class, I fell asleep every day.
Pretty much Moriarty.
Think about the Europeans on ships.
I want to apologize to Mr. Rubin, to that one guy who was my sophomore history teacher.
I'm not going
to
know any better.
Put it this way, Mitch. Up
Mrs.
in Alaska.
Neal.
In Alaska, there's a inlet
and to
called
Mrs. Jackson.
Cook's Inlet. You know, Cook Inlet.
Yeah.
That doesn't help me at all.
Well, okay.
I'm terrible.
The guy who
I
sings this is large.
So his name is what's his name? Israel?
Yeah.
He really is. Dude, look at that cover.
I'm going to go out on 1647.
1778.
Oh, okay.
I was closer.
Yeah.
Okay. No, you weren't. I was off by 100 years.
Kind of
years.
A cool version
you
of that
were
song.
Off by 200
gotta say.
Years.
Also, all right. Not like
so
that.
On this date. In what year did President Franklin Delano Roosevelt, or Roosevelt?
FDR.
I say Roosevelt. I say Rose, but it's double O.
I say
so
Roosevelt.
It could be Roosevelt.
Signed a bill establishing the fourth Thursday in November as Thanksgiving Day in the United States.
I don't
FDR.
Know.
FDR.
I don't know when he was president.
Let her guess first, then, Steve-O.
No!
Because this is going to be very interesting.
19. Okay, so far I got the 19 right. Let me think. I have no idea. 1955.
Okay. Steve-O?
It wasn't a terrible guess.
Yeah, it was.
After this.
Yes, it was. Oh, my. So Las Vegas and Moriarty Public Schools represented here.
1944.
Much better. 1941.
Ah!
55 is close.
Yeah.
That's close.
It wasn't terrible.
It's going to be Thanksgiving.
I was like two presidents off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
It's going to be Thanksgiving. Yep, sure is.
Because it's going to be the third or fourth Thursday in November.
Yep. That's how you know it's Thanksgiving, fourth Thursday in November.
Hey, today is also the 2-year anniversary of Bill Peterson moving to Albuquerque,
Woo!
New Mexico.
Really?
Yeah. Happy anniversary.
Nicely
Bill
done, Bill.
Way to finally get out of that crapper called Detroit.
All righty. So on this date, in what year? A national Thanksgiving Day was observed in the United States as recommended by President George Washington and approved by Congress.
That clapping's messing my head up, man.
Adam Sandler?
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
But I was... 1777.
No, 1781.
No, president. Crap.
1789.
Sorry.
Thanks anyway.
It's
okay.
All right, there's Adam saying thanks, see?
Yeah. Yeah.
Thanks. That was his Thanksgiving song, which we can only play a portion of.
As we can with almost all of his songs.
Yeah. All right, so we are still on dates.
Yes.
But I have to find this one.
So far, I am winning.
Okay.
I'm not keeping score. Amongst friends.
Yeah, we don't keep score.
Oh, whatever. You stop it right now.
This is like upwards basketball.
Yeah, there's no
score.
You
won yesterday.
It's a Christian league. Come on, we don't keep score.
No.
We uplift everyone.
No.
So on this date in what year, Howard Carter and Lord Carnarvon became the first people to enter the tomb of Egyptian King Tutankhamun in over 3,000 years?
Man.
1080.
What?
I don't know what this... What are we talking about? You just said, like...
Indiana Jones found King Tut's tomb in what year?
1742.
I'm going to say, because I have no earthly idea.
1929. 1922.
Oh!
That's pretty good.
Thanks, man.
Now, Steve, I expect great things from you here.
Okay.
On this date, in what year this film opened in theaters starring Ingrid Bergman and Humphrey Bogart?
Oh, gosh. One of the greatest movies of all time.
And what line was never said in the movie, Steve-O?
Play it again, Sam. He says, you played it for her, you can play it for me. Now play it!
And when Humphrey says play it?
Dude.
Play it.
Yeah, he never says play it against him. He says play it, Sam. And then Sam doesn't want to play it because it's their song and he's drinking too much and he knows that he's just going to, like...
Don't cry.
Yeah. And so he says, you played it for her, you can play it for me. Now play it!
What year?
Oh, man. Okay, so the 50th anniversary was... Hold on. Hold on!
1940?
What's he doing?
He's doing math. He's like, squatting. Right now.
I'm trying to think in my brain because I'm going to get it wrong.
1942.
Yes.
Yes! Woo!
Yeah.
I win! I win!
No, don't play the stupid rooster song over this. Yeah, you win. Good job.
Dang All right, it. Here we go. Today is Shopping Reminder Day, a day to remind you that it's now less than a month until Christmas. But don't forget the reason we celebrate. Need to go shopping to celebrate Christmas. But you only have a month to do it.
Yeah.
Good to know. Good to know.
Today is National Cake Day.
Oh, good.
That is all.
Someone bring cake. Someone bring cake.
It's an easy day. Get your Christmas shopping done. Eat cake.
Let them eat cake.
It's also New Music Tuesday. That's coming up a little less than an hour from now. Local artists. We already have 6 local submissions for the day.
So it's going to be a good one.
I know. If you're a local artist, you'd like to get your music played on Static, it's simple. Studio@mystaticradio.com. That's the email address. Or go to our website. Upload an MP3 of your jam. Mystaticradio.com under the locals rules section. We got to take a quick break. Coming back, we're going to be talking about a dad who was recently arrested at his school for doing the right thing. We'll talk about that. Steve Austin Morning Party.
On Static.
Let's all celebrate and have a good time.
Celebrate. Who's ready for some more Team Awesome Morning Party?
Anyone?
Anyone? Anyone?
Come on, don't be shy.
Well, tough, we're giving you more anyway.
Bingo, man, bingo.
Static Radio.
Careful traffic.
I don't know what it is about this intersection, but there's another accident on Coors and Paseo. It just happened at 7:06, so like less than 20 minutes ago.
It's good.
And shut up.
It's great, man.
Thank you. Yeah. I said less than.
I know.
People, that's me letting people know the time.
I know.
So you're welcome. It's 7:18, less than 20 minutes ago.
Right. Proud
There's of you. Also construction work on Paseo.
Reduced to one lane eastbound Paseo near I-25. It's really backed up.
Yes, and it's only going to get worse, so pay attention.
Yeah.
The end.
There you go. Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast, right here on the Calvert campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's
505-338-3669.
That's right.
Okay, 3669. Yep.
Joining us in studio now from the Mix game room and skate park that is completely shut down forever. I'm just kidding.
Whoa. Oh.
No.
Caleb.
Yo, what up, bro?
Give us an update,
bro. Sorry I missed last week.
That's okay.
Ugh.
Me and my wife share a car, and it was one of those car situations.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah.
But,
it's all good.
Let me tell you, we've been shut down for a couple weeks now, since the 12th. And, man, are we making a mess, dude.
Yeah?
In the best possible way.
What's happening? For those that don't know, a few weeks ago, blackout event.
We had the blackout
shut
event.
Shut it all down.
Shut it down for the remodel, and essentially we blacked out all the windows. We're just doing a really nice facelift to the place. We want to make it a more dynamic youth center for the community of Albuquerque as a whole. Not just skateboarders, but all youth, you know, kind of middle school, high school demographic. And, you know, we're just kind of freshening it up. Keeping it fresh.
Yes.
You know, we haven't done anything major in ever. I mean, since it's been open.
the first major thing that happened was that it opened.
It opened, and that was in 2000-ish. I was trying to find the exact dates. I went to the guys who built the skate park, and they said 2000. So we'll just
there
run with that. And so that's
13 years.
13 years, which is pretty awesome that we get this opportunity because it gives us a chance to sit back and really evaluate what we've been doing as a ministry the last 13 years. What worked, what didn't work, you know, and then, of course, seasons and and just in 13 years, a lot of stuff changes. But, you know, the really rad thing is the skate park is still solid. Kids come and skate. Skate ministry has never been going better, in my opinion. It was unfortunate to have to close even skate ministry and cancel it. But it gives me time to rest and just pray and really seek what God wants to do through skate ministry next year.
Yeah.
Maybe take it to the next level, as well as other youth activities and events, you know, outside of skateboarding, whether it's hiking or maybe camping or surfing. We're looking at doing a surf trip this year, and you know, maybe next fall we can do snowboard trips. I mean, just it's endless. It just takes time to plan and organize it, so it gives us time to just really sit back and look and set goals for the next year.
Yeah.
And internally, outside of the mix, it looks pretty much the same. It's like, man,
nothing's going on in there.
But dude, we got the windows blacked out, and inside, we tore that place up.
Nice.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
It was so much fun. We kicked down walls. We ripped off siding. The whole skate shop is insane. We have some pretty interesting plans. We'll see what God allows to happen with that. But overall, it's been a really, really fun process. You know?
That's cool,
and
man.
We have a list with our skate ministry kids, most of the regular ones. They're going to come and actually help do some hands-on stuff once we get the ball going with the bigger construction stuff. You know, I feel when you put your own hand and sweat into it, maybe or just goofing off and hanging out, as the kids probably will do, you know, they take pride in it. And I realized this a while ago, is when you're a part of something that's real and meaningful, you take pride in it, you know? And we built a skateboard bench that's outside of the mix, inside our little entryway. Mm-hmm. And I had a few of the kids help me to this. And this was like a year, and they still brag, "Oh yeah, I helped. I built that." You know what I mean?
and I
just surrender. I'm like, "Yes, you did.
Yeah.
Thanks for your help watching me."
You know, that really puts things into perspective, because when I tell people to come help me and then they don't, I'm like, ugh, why are you even here? But they were in high school.
When you work
school.
With kids.
Yes,
little
exactly.
Guy. But that's also part of the fun, because you get to watch them learn and grow. And, you know, as I'm talking, it's kind of like the body of Christ. You know, like when you're a part of it, you should take pride in it. It's not perfect, and sometimes people slack here and there, but all together, you know, I am so blessed to be a part of the body. And it's exciting to, you know, just see what other ministries are doing and how they're doing it. And
so do you guys have a tentative, like, hey, this is the month, this is the time that we'd like to be back up?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Okay.
We're going to have a re-grand opening party thing, and it's going to be on Valentine's Day, February 14th, showing some love.
Yes.
So that is our day, and we're hoping to knock out everything. There might be a few bigger projects that are going to have to be, like, phase two.
Yeah.
But, you know, everything's in the works, and Yeah, it's been kind of a sad. I do the Instagram on for the mix, and I post pictures, and I get all sorts of comments. When are you guys gonna be open? What's going on?
Right. At least you know you're loved.
And you know what's even sadder is, I mean, I'm here all the time in my office, and I work the church services now, and I'll see a kid, like a little guy, skate up, and he'll just like walk out with his head down,
broken heart.
I always run up. I'm like, dude, it's all good. Better things are to come, right? The best yet is to come, man. Just be ready, and I tell them to check out our website, which on our website, actually, we have it's a couple-minute video that I put together.
Okay.
And it's explaining what the blackout is, kind of like I'm doing right now. And hopefully in the next week we can do another updated video just with a little bit more like where we're at. And
okay, perfect.
I really want people who in the community and at Calvary or whoever was a part of it to be in the know of what's going on.
Yeah.
So it's really cool, especially with the activities and events that they could be a part of. So,
word,
dude, I'm stoked. Yeah. I have a lot of work ahead of me today. I got my dad's truck. I had to borrow that, and I have his trailer, so I have to go pick up wood and supplies. And I'm trying to get all the prep work done so that next week after Thanksgiving, we can just start hammering and pull out the saw and start building some stuff. But it's gonna be pretty dope,
nice. Dude. When are you gonna let me go over there and help?
If you're serious, I will hit you up, dude. Okay. You know what I need help with? Since you're a creative, like you look at the world differently, is we want to do a mosaic pool table light.
Okay.
Built out of old recycled skateboards and whatnot, and it might be kind of cool if you could come help with that.
All right.
Put your own little stamp on it. Like, I did that little mosaic artistic.
You know who
swirl.
Else is a super artiste? Mateo.
Where is that
for
guy?
For real. He's in Nashville right now. They are like, pray for that dude. Him and his wife are packing up their home right now, gearing up to drive everything to Albuquerque.
Awesome.
So,
yeah. They're officially
big
moving.
Big official move. Here.
Rooting in a little bit.
Yeah. So Rock that's on. Exciting. So yeah, that dude paints. That dude's crazy. Yes.
He's great. He is crazy.
He's amazing.
I've never seen his paintings. They
we
might
both
be crazy
look at
too,
the world but... crazy different.
Well,
so,
cool.
Yes.
Well, we'll get you guys plugged in.
All right, good.
For sure.
Because then I'll be like, see that light? I built that light. I made the electricity
it just falls to
make to
the
that
ground
work.
And shatters.
Nah, I did that.
For sure. Maybe next week you could come and check it out and see what
I'm
we're
down.
Doing. So
I'm totally
cool.
down. TheMixABQ.org for the video.
Yep.
And hey, guess what? Right now this huge project is going on for all you fans of The Mix. If you would love to financially support that, it's a lot of work.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fundage.
And we're really... You know, trying to make the dollar stretch for the. I mean, it's free. You know, it's for the kids in the community.
Yeah, you don't charge.
No,
so it's a huge deal, and it's one of the places where the fish are actually jumping into the boat.
Yep.
And so we were talking with a dude at Winter Jam, Bob, one of the touring pastors at Winter Jam, who was talking about Static Radio and how much he loved the ministry because he said, for him, you know, fishing. Jesus is always the hook. When you're fishers of men, Jesus is always the hook. But you have to use live bait. And a lot of people walk around with like this dead worm trying to fish for souls. And
I feel like the mix
is definitely live bait. You
know
what
it
I mean?
Is.
And so
and it's real and it's raw and it's encouraging and it's safe. I mean it's a great, great environment, and it's just going to get better in the sense of the actual facility.
Yeah.
You know, what we're doing and providing for the community is essentially going to stay the same, and we have great leadership, so we're stoked.
Now, do you need help with – you're talking about getting lumber, getting things together. Do you need hands? Could you use some help if there are people out there that are
Yes and no. Okay. Really, the big thing is materials. You know, I'm looking
you're
for –
You're a material girl.
Yes,
living
guy.
Living in a
material
world.
Yes.
Unfortunately, yes. Right there. But not the girl. I'm looking for pallets today. That's what we're going to do a really rad pallet siding wall in there in one of the parts. So I'm looking for pallets. I think I found a few places. But I mean, if anybody wants to discuss it or wants to help out, I mean, it's a great ministry. And if you don't know, check out our website. There's a contact tab on there, and that gets sent to my email. So I answer. That's the easiest way to get a hold of me.
Word.
And we're going to be going all the way through February 14th, like I said, when we reopen it.
Regrand
and,
opening.
It's going to be sick.
The regrand.
Oh, my gosh.
Regrand.
I can't wait.
Sounds like a candy bar.
I know, right? There you go.
An epic snack bar in there.
That's cool. Hey. So themixabq.org for details and to get a hold of you, just email.
Yeah, just the website.
Okay.
Contact me.
There you go.
That's the easiest way.
All right. Perfect. Caleb from the Mix Game Room and Skate Park. I can't wait till Valentine's Day when it's done, but in the meantime, everybody be praying for the mix.
Yeah, for sure.
That you're song and doing things yourself.
Yeah.
So pray for that.
I'm gonna have to subcontract out a welding job. I don't know how to weld, so I was talking with a few guys the other day. But other than that, it's me and the maintenance crew here and my staff. And
that's awesome, man.
You know, we're
that's
putting
really
in the work
cool.
And
cool.
It's gonna be sick.
There you go. TheMixABQ.org for details. Yeah. On the way, got a Culture Shock from Blink 182. But to get you there, we got some Switchfoot for you. It's Team Awesome Morning Party
on Static.
Don't touch that dial. Listen to
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Cornerstone of any nutritious breakfast.
Good morning.
Welcome.
7:42 a.m.
Steam Awesome Morning Party.
Not p.m. It feels like it's p.m.
Steam, I've been hanging out with you. I'll tell you what, dude. Little Broads was up.
Poor guy. I hear you said he's teething.
It's got to be.
Poor thing.
Yeah, he's got molars coming in. You know that stupid app that tells you like how you well you slept?
Yep.
This one was like, oh, you tried to sleep?
That's funny. It's funny that that tried to happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, it just looks like a roller coaster. Or like a really bad game that you play on your
iPhone.
Until
3, and then it went whoop, away. Yeah.
So, that stinks.
Yeah.
But
pray for my son if you think about it today.
Poor little guy.
Fevers and teeth things.
And rashes.
That's gone.
Oh, good.
Just teething now.
Good.
That was all animal.
That picture yesterday.
I'm saying.
On the Instagrams. So cute.
So sad.
So cute.
Speaking of children and sadness.
I know of a few children who are sad.
Yeah, this story is bumming me out.
So, dad, maybe mom, I haven't read the entire story.
Yeah.
They died. Oh. Leon Shepherd, retired businessman in Memphis, Tennessee. He died in 2012. He has 5 children, 12 grandchildren, and 6 great-grandchildren. He has like a legacy. Like
he's got a huge family.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also $250,000 to hand off to each of them.
Wow.
Except he didn't. He handed it off to his 2 cats, Frisco and Jake.
Okay.
So, needless to say, his 5 children, his 12 grandchildren, his 6 great-grandchildren are all very angry because $250,000 went to his, and his 4,200 square foot home went to his cats, Frisco and Jake.
How does that? Ugh.
He was an angry,
is this real life?
Angry old man. Angry old man. There's a picture of his cat with a tiara on her head, but there's Frisco and Jake. I'm confused. Maybe he doesn't.
Well, the name's Frisco.
Frisco is probably the gal, the lady, and she has like a frilly stuff on her as well. He dressed them up and took pictures. Basically, he loves his cats.
Obviously.
But not his children.
Gosh.
I think this says a lot about society and our priorities.
What's sad is this isn't the first time this has happened. Like reading other stories, back in 2007, New York hotel heiress Leona Hemsley bequeathed the majority of her estate, $12
million. What is it with Leon's? Because that guy's name is Leon.
To her dog named Trouble.
How much?
$12
million. Oh, I'm going to be sick.
Later, a judge reduced the dog's inheritance to $2 million, which some of that was used to cover his $10,000 food and grooming expense each year until he died in 2011.
The other day I had to buy a dog bed for my dog, $30. I'm never buying anything for that dog again because he ripped it up.
How about this? Later that year, Maria Assunta, she's a wealthy widow of an Italian businessman. She died at the age of 94 and she left her cat, Tommaso, a $13 million fortune.
No, that sounds good.
That included cash and properties in Rome, Milan, and and Calabria. That's a southern region of Italy.
But the most recent story of them all is Leon with 5 kids, 12 grandkids, and 6 great-grandchildren.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
5, 12, and 6. And he had $250,000 and a 4,200-square-foot home that he left to his cats.
Yeah.
His cats.
Here's the good news. The good news is he's got 2 cats, right? Frisco and
Jake.
Jake. When Frisco dies, apparently he's old.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe the dad did this on purpose
maybe
to like teach them
funny
a lesson.
Joke.
Because after Frisco dies, the remainder of the money will be divided among the children and grandchildren.
It doesn't take that
with much. The understanding that Jake, the other cat, will be cared for.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah.
They're going to resent that cat so much.
Oh, of course they are.
I resent it's that a cat, cat. That cat, and I'm not even in that family.
Here's the problem, though. When somebody passes away, a family member passes away, and it's to be divided up, how is it divided? I remember when my grandmother passed away. Yeah, you would think that, right? But then there's the, but yeah, but I took care of this person for this long. Yeah, but I was in this person's life more. Yeah, but you never even talked to mom.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, but, and you would think that, but
I'm so thankful that I
have. It can become so contentious.
I'm so thankful I have a bunch of siblings who really like love and understand each other. It's right. Like, equal, who cares?
Right. So it's unclear how the family feels about the will because none of them wanted to comment. But yeah, $250,000. That's not that bad in comparison to everybody else. It was like, 13 mil to my kitty cat.
Okay, it's not that bad, but I'm not going to leave like $20 to my animals.
Right.
I'm like, well.
Yeah, but what would happen? Where would they go?
Okay, I'll leave. Here's the thing. Here's what I'll do. I will leave like $30 to each animal I have to pay for the animal humane to take them. What?
Unless just to take them. I thought you meant
put them down.
Take care of them. Hey, when I pass, I want all my animals
the animal humane, you pay them so that they don't put them down and they get a good owner.
Okay.
Gosh. Who are you?
I just can't stand them breathing knowing I'm not. So.
They weren't supposed to outlive me. Hey guys, I'm here for traffic updates right here on Static Radio.
Paseo at I-25 reduced to one lane eastbound because of the construction going on, so be careful in that area. It's pretty crazy.
But of course you know that because you are smart and you think. There's also an accident on Unser at St. Joseph's Avenue. Otherwise, it looks clear everywhere else.
Yay.
Not your look at static. I mean, traffic.
On static.
On static.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast. On the Calvary campus, phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. Speaking of
traffic and cars.
Yeah.
Found this crazy story.
A Tennessee father was arrested this last week after attempting to pick up his kid at school. No joke.
Yes. So here's the thing.
Yeah.
Going to school, picking up his kid. It can get dangerous.
Yeah, we posted this video at Facebook, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Jim Howe, he is a professional drag racer. He says he's absolutely considering legal action against the school. And you could see the video. He uploaded this YouTube video of his confrontation with South Cumberland Elementary School after he tried to pick up his kid at school. I guess
this dude looks tough.
There is a school policy that says you can wait in your car in line. Did I mention it's along a highway? But you can no longer go into school to pick up your kids. You had to sign a parental permission form so that your children can walk along said highway to the parents' car. But parents are no longer permitted to park and go into the school to get their kids. That's the new policy.
Okay.
So basically, you have to stand in line. I've seen that. I live by a middle school and a high school, and there's always traffic is terrible around 3 o'clock picking up kids. So I steer clear of that whole area because that's exactly it. There's cars just parked like a mile down the road.
It would make sense if it wasn't along a highway.
Yeah.
Where traffic is a little bit faster paced.
But does it make sense?
Well, here's the thing. I understand why they're doing that because when parents are just coming in and out to pick up their kids, it lessens the security because they don't know if that's a parent or if that they don't know who that is. So unless, and that would really back things up. There'd be a line out the door of parents picking up kids because they'd have to check everyone.
Yeah.
So I see the point of that.
Dad says he didn't intend to make a scene, but this isn't about just the policy. His 8-year-old and 14-year-old attend this school. He says it's about stripping parental rights away. You go to get your kids, you should be able to get your kids.
Right.
In the video, I guess, right before his arrest on a disorderly conduct charge, he says, they're walking with me when school is dismissed per state law. And the school administrator says, no, they're not. And he says, yes, they are. You're barking up the wrong tree, end quote. And sadly, he was arrested for it. I don't know. It kind of saddens me that this happened on both counts because there's an 8-year-old who's sitting there watching their dad, who is very polite in the video. He doesn't raise his voice. He's calmly debating. In fact, I believe it was him that suggested to call the sheriff's deputy to discuss the policy. The policy dictates that parents must wait in their car in a line that can stretch upwards of a mile long along this major highway. And he didn't want his 8-year-old walking down the road near this highway.
Makes sense.
So he wanted to go in and pick him up. And, you know.
So, yes, this
also
guy.
Making a point.
The rule was, he has to stay in his car and let his kids walk to him
right.
in the car. So, yeah, he got out of his car. He parked. He got out of his car to go pick up his kids. So he was indeed breaking the rules.
Yeah.
Rule.
Yeah.
So, but was it worth the arrest? Was it worth him
well,
being handcuffed?
Well, if you get the policy chain, because in my opinion, as a parent, I think this is a terrible rule, having to wait in a parked car
right.
upwards of a mile down the road when your kid's getting out of, especially an 8-year-old. That's how old Luke is. Going to be?
Yeah, see, no.
He's not even 8 years old. Do I want my son walking by himself down this row of cars?
No.
Upwards of a mile long? No, thanks. Mm-hmm. Especially on a major highway. What's to stop anybody who is not a parent who has foul intentions just parking along that highway?
Being along that, being one of those cars.
When kids are getting out of school?
No one knows.
Grabbing some kid into the car? Yeah, if you're walking, if these kids are walking alone, which they are per school policy, it makes no sense. And of course, before they enacted it, you'd have to get parental permission for the kid to be able to walk along this road.
Mm-hmm.
But there's no other way to pick them up. Parents cannot go into the school to get their kids. So I don't know. We posted the video, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Tell us what you think. You can also give us a call, 505-338-3700. I think it's a lame rule. You got any comments on Facebook?
TG says, let me guess. He says in New Mexico, but this was Tennessee?
No, this was Tennessee.
A Tennessee state cop made the arrest. If your paycheck comes from Uncle Sam, you're doing it wrong. But I don't think it was. It was just...
Yeah, it was a Tennessee father.
No, to the person who made the arrest.
Oh, yeah. It was a sheriff's deputy, sorry.
Yeah, so no, but it was somebody, I don't know.
Phone lines are now jammed.
Go for
Static.
It.
Static!
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Morning.
Can't complain.
Yeah, me neither. I was calling in on the comment on the topic.
Yeah,
sound off.
Like, I think as a parent myself, like with my son, I mean, we only have one boy. And I'll tell you what, whether he, you know, I don't think I need a bunch of kids to know how much I love one kid to know that I'm not going to let him walk across a bunch of different cars because exactly like you said, you don't know if someone's going to be parked there with
right.
no intentions.
Right.
And I think the schools, if they do... If that is their policy and that is something that they're trying to uphold, then I believe they should have some kind of liaison or someone to walk with the children across to their car or to escort them to their parents so they know they're getting in the right car, and they, especially if it's a mile long.
If they're super worried about safety, then that makes sense.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, but I agree with the dad, though. There's not a father or mother in the world that would allow their kid to do that and not intervene.
Yeah.
But that's a good topic. That's cool, though. I can't believe they're doing that, though. I hope they do something more about it.
Yeah, me too.
Me too.
Thank you.
You guys have a happy Thanksgiving.
Hey, you too, man.
Thanks.
God bless you.
Thank you.
All right. 505-338-3700. Static.
Good morning, folks.
Good morning.
Calling in on a couple of topics.
Yeah, go for it.
First off, the one you guys are talking about offhand now.
Yeah.
That is stupid.
Thank you. Thank you, sir.
they need to reevaluate that.
Right. The policy, in my opinion, doesn't make any sense. It just, you know, looking at it from this as a dad in that perspective, I don't understand a school saying that they care about child safety, so no parents, you know, can't get out and too much. So we're just going to let the kids leave the school grounds and walk along this roadway and jump in a car. That doesn't make any sense to me.
So, my daughter, she is 8 years old.
Okay.
I think it was last year, the year before. I don't know. She's in second grade now. They have a parent pickup where you drive up, and it's kind of like a horseshoe. You drive up. They call the kids to the cone. Kids go to the cone. You pull up. Kids get in the car. You go home.
Okay.
Well, as my daughter was walking out, she was in kindergarten now that I think about it, but she was walking with her class. And I was parked right there, and I got out of the car, and I was like, come on, honey, let's go. And the teacher got upset over that.
Wow.
Well, that's, I understand, because they're doing their thing, the way it's supposed to be done.
Yeah.
I broke the rules, and I didn't do it again.
Right.
But it wasn't like my daughter had to walk a mile down along all these cars. She was going to be picked up curbside.
Yeah.
So I jumped the gun on that, and that was my fault.
Yeah, yeah. I hear you.
Another thing is security, John.
Yes.
Yeah.
Dig.
Nice.
Yeah, okay.
Cool. I think I dug all the new music.
Right on.
One more thing. Why are you busting her chops over Tina Turner when you don't know who Joe Walsh is?
I know who Joe Walsh is. I just didn't listen to Joe Walsh solo stuff.
Come on.
I know
now.
Who Tina Turner Sorry. Is, but I don't listen to her stuff.
Nicely done.
Thank you.
Nicely done.
Right on.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks for keeping us accountable. 505-338-3700 is the phone number. That dude's been listening.
Yeah, he has. Intently. Thank you so much, listener, for using your ears listening. Thank you.
Amazing. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. We posted the story. You can see the video there. A dad was arrested for breaking school policy. I guess there's a new school policy at this elementary school, South Cumberland Elementary School in Tennessee, where the new policy says parents are no longer permitted to park and go inside the school to get their kids. So you have to park along this highway. The dad says, look, this line can stretch up to a mile. Mm-hmm. My 8-year-old is not walking down this road to get into the car.
Right.
So he parked, went inside to get the kid, and was arrested over it. So you can check out the video, as we said, at our Facebook page. Tell us what you think. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Or, of course, 505-338-3700.
That show is the broadcast equivalent of being punched in the face.
Team Awesome Morning Party. On Static Radio.
Good morning. Oh, sorry.
Almost okay.
Judy Garland, everybody. Happy Tuesday. Cool. Can I talk now?
Yeah,
okay, good. It is Tuesday, November 26th, and if you're wondering why the heck there is Christmas music playing in the background, me too.
Because there is less than 1 month until Christmas.
Chrissy's trying to get us to do the Christmas tree and everything right now.
How can you deny her with a name like Chrissy? Chrissy, Christmas, Christmas.
Wow.
I'm trying to help her out right now.
That was like a serious stretch.
It's okay. I was just trying to help her out. I was just, dude. Okay, cool.
You should warm up before you do stretches like that. You'll pull something. That was an incredible stretch.
Thank you.
Moving on. A family in Australia, apparently, they're like Chrissy. They want the holiday lights up early. Actually, this family broke the Guinness World Record for having the most Christmas lights attached to their Australia home. Take a wild guess.
Ooh.
Wild guess. How many Christmas lights?
100,000 Christmas lights. Why do you make me guess numbers?
More.
Two.
Oh, my gosh. 502,000. 165 multicolored bulbs create a magical spectacle.
Did you see that picture last year of somebody who had like a crazy amount of lights and then the neighbors just next door had a little sign?
It was amazing. Apparently the family's well prepared for the crowds their home brings in because this isn't the first year they've set the world record. In 2011, they won with 331,000. And they said, go big or go home.
Wait,
we are home.
That's what the bug house used to do, but then people complain, and now we don't have the bug house.
Dude, he admits that decorating the house isn't easy. He starts in October.
Dude, crazy.
He says he takes a week off in October and then has worked every weekend since to create this to prepare for Christmas.
Wow.
That's early.
Yeah.
The roughly $2,300 electricity bill.
Oh, well, how much again?
$2,300.
Oh, my stomach hurts.
Apparently, the electric company sponsors the light display, so they do get some help. But yeah, $2,300 for their light display, $502,000. And if you're thinking it's too early for Christmas, well, then you should be mad at CBS. Because starting tonight, the holiday programs are kicking off.
Yes. I am so excited about this. Tonight, 8 p.m. Eastern time, so 6 p.m.
o'clock
here
our time.
On CBS, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
That's right. Rudolph kicks things off tonight, and then Thursday, of course, the Macy's Day Parade. Charlie Brown Thanksgiving is on Thanksgiving, obviously.
The Lady Gaga premiere, whatever, with the Muppets. Lady Gaga and the Muppets Holiday Spectacular.
I don't know how I feel about that.
Thankfully, it's past the little children's bedtime. So won't have to see that.
Whatever. I know my kids are going to want to watch that because it's the Muppets. They love the Muppets.
Maybe you just
we're a Muppet kind of family.
You're about to be a Lady Gaga family.
Yeah, apparently. So, yeah. It's coming up this Thursday.
It's going to it's gonna hit us so fast.
Yeah. This is crazy. It's all this week. The Elf on the Shelf, Friday, November 29th. How the Grinch Stole Christmas is this Saturday. This Sunday, the Polar Express is airing. They're kicking off the holiday programming.
And coming up in like a week or so, The Grinch.
Yeah.
So excited.
Hey, we are kicking off our Christmas music coming up this Friday, actually.
We are.
Black Friday, all day Christmas music.
All day long. And you don't have to hear our voices.
Yeah.
Because
just enjoy your Black Friday.
Yeah.
Stay home, go out. I'm not braving it, are you?
No.
Yeah, I don't think I can.
No, not at all.
So there you go. So congratulations to the dude in Australia for the $2,300
electricity bill.
Electricity bill. In Australia, 502,000 Christmas lights. Now I feel like I have to do something. This is my first Christmas in this new home.
Is it really?
It's a two-story house.
Is it really your first Christmas in this home? Wow, it hasn't even been a year. Okay, cool.
It's first Christmas in this house.
Oh my gosh. How are you going to do this? You need an extension ladder.
I have one.
Oh, you need someone to hold that extension ladder for you.
Well, thankfully Matt will be here next week.
Oh, good, good.
That's kind of why I'm trying to wait. Chrissy wants to put the lights up. She wants to put the tree up. She wants to start decorating, get the Christmas
inside of the home
cheer
going. Go for
going.
It. Yeah.
Okay.
Come on.
Let the broadcasting of the Disturbed continue.
Time for more from Team Awesome Morning Party on Static Radio.
Enjoy the show.
At least in New Mexico.
Yeah.
Or Colorado. Or Mexico. Some parts.
Okay, I have a quiz for you.
Okay.
You're like movie guy, so I want to see if you get these.
Okay.
Ready for this?
This is happening right now?
Yeah.
Oh, man, you can't just spring quizzes on me.
Yeah, I can. Well, of course I can. It's called a pop quiz.
Okay, ready?
Okay. Okay, this is a quick quiz. It's about movies with U.S. states in their titles.
Okay.
Ready? Leonardo DiCaprio, Daniel Day-Lewis, and Cameron Diaz were in it.
Gangs of New York.
Reese Witherspoon, Josh Lucas, and Patrick Dempsey were in it.
Sweet Home Alabama.
Harrison Ford and Sean Connery are in it.
Would that be Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Okay, you get the right button. I just wanted to see how fast.
Where did that come from?
I just wanted to see if you could get these. And I would have been like, oh,
is it sad that The Last Crusade took me the longest? Because
yeah.
I was overthinking it. Like,
yeah.
Trying to think of the state because the other two were actually about that region. And that was a good way to throw me off.
Hey.
So I'm like, well, his name's Indiana Jones, but it's not about Indiana.
Oh, okay. Anyways. So I just wanted to see if you could do that. Today is National Cake Day.
Yes.
It's also Shopping Reminder Day because it's now less than a month until Christmas.
Oh, no.
Yeah, we have Secret Santa here, and I may or may not have signed up for the Every Single Day Secret Santa.
You better get out there and shop.
I know. I got my reminder just now.
Yeah, do that. That's our what we learned today.
Yeah, that it's less than 1 month until Christmas, which means it's okay to play Christmas music.
Yeah. We'll do that starting Friday.
Okay.
In the background leading up until then.
Okay.
Tomorrow's our last day.
Oh, I know.
Got Thursday and Friday off, so.
Enjoy those days.
You get to hang out for 4 more hours, go get some water.
I do. I need water
get
for
nice
sure.
Get nice and refreshed.
Actually, I don't know if I can handle it because I have had so much coffee this morning that every single time the mics are off, I'm like, I'm sorry, I'll be right back. I have to pee so bad.
Well, you are like 5 feet tall. You have the bladder of a hobbit, so.
Not 5 feet tall. Yeah. 5'3" and 3/4.
That is it for us. We'll see you guys again mañana. Middays with Mitch up next. You can always find our podcast, mystaticradio.com/mornings.
Hey.
It's Team Awesome Morning Show.
Bye.
Static.